happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars, guitars, lips red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I fear that it was mine. It happened in Monterey, and without thinking twice, I left her and I threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart, how it longs for that sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
Highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line. Man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead.
Please drive carefully.
Well, today we're going to explain to you how to put down a linoleum floor.
Hey, good idea. You know, more and more people now are finding both economical and a good deal of fun attached to doing things themselves. Doing things with their hands, particularly you men who spend all week using your squashes.
It's great relaxation to do some manual labor after a week of mental processes.
I myself like to get down to a boatyard on the weekend and help bring in these old tubs and scrape the barnacles off the bottom and to paint the thing and everything.
Right.
Now, Bob here is an expert at linoleum. Linoleum laying? Is that the?
Well, yes, I suppose you could call it that. Application.
Bob, you go ahead now, and let me just kind of be your helper. I'll be the number two man.
All right, swell.
And,
first,
you just
put these overalls on.
Okie dokie. Well, wait a minute, Bob. No. These don't fit me at all.
Well, that's all right. They'll do for the. Nobody's seeing you anyway.
I know, but they.
I
can't move my arms hardly.
So, now, get down on your knees now there and make a chalk line in the center of the.
See, now, look, they're really. They're really awful small for me. Would you hand me an army blanket?
Yeah, here's the one. Now, first you have to find the exact center of the room. See?
Okay, well, let me measure that. It's 25 feet long. So that would be, half of that would be...
12 feet one way and 13 the other.
13. No, it's 25 feet.
12 and 13 are 25.
Well, which would be the center, 12 or 13?
Doesn't make any difference, either one.
Could be 10 or 15, too, smart Alec.
Yeah, 10 and 15.
Okay, 25. Well, I'll make the center of the floor 10.
Uh-huh. Now the other way.
Oh, there it goes again. Look, these are too... Hey, you know, kind of think of it, you're not doing any work, are you? I mean,
no,
I don't notice
no.
one little...
I'm directing,
drop of perspiration on your forehead.
But look, it's this manual labor that brushes away all the cares of metal work during
okay.
the week. Now, you got the exact center there?
It's 18 feet wide, so that would be 9 and 9, wouldn't it?
Or 10 and 8, as long as you had 10 and 15 on the first
time. I'll use 10 this time.
10. Then you got an even figure in both of them, see?
Yeah.
That puts the center over there near the corner, doesn't it?
Well, I don't look like I'm standing in the center, Bob. I mean, look,
well, you measured it, didn't
I didn't have an MIT education, but I know when I'm in the middle of things.
Look, have I done this before? Did I put down the floors in my house?
Yes.
Did I put down the floors in your house?
Yes.
Do I know what I'm doing?
Yes. But I'm still not in the middle of the room.
Center is over there by the corner.
Okay.
Now start and put the first square down there.
All right.
Wait, how is it going to stick, Ray?
Well, wait a minute. Do you have any stuff to put on the bottom of this?
Yes, in this bucket here. Careful, it's like tar. Once
well,
you get it on...
it's just water and flour.
So?
Well, I know that's good for sticking.
Water and flour is paste, isn't it?
I know, but for a linoleum, I... Well,
look, did I put the floor down in
right.
my house? Did I put it down in your house?
Yes, you did.
Is it still down?
Did you put the floor down in the Madison Square Garden?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. Well, no wonder everyone looks offside down there in a basketball game. The whole game is played on a foul line.
Now, look, here's you've done something wrong. You've got two red ones there together, see?
Well, they're going to stay that way. But then you could... Can't you always put two red ones every little space?
It's going to be a funny-looking checkerboard when you get through. How would you get around that pipe there that goes up on the... next to the wall? There's a little trick to this that only us experts know.
Well, could you unhook the pipe and then lay the square in and put the pipe back
no,
down?
No, no.
Or could you cut a hole in the linoleum?
How are you going to do that?
A penknife or a screwdriver.
How are you going to get it around the pipe? You see?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Isn't this the pipe that the firemen used to slide down to the
That's
second
right.
floor?
That's right. Now, you've got to put the... See, here's how you do it. You take the square.
Right.
You mark... See, that's where the pipe will be.
Where?
About right there, about 2 inches
right,
in the center of the square.
Then
the trick is you cut a slit from the hole out to the edge of the tile, then just spring it a little bit, and it fits right around
then
that
clamp
hole.
It in.
Put it in. Try it. Must be a fire down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, here they come. Here they come.
Here they come.
Here they come. Well, they're all landing in this room.
They're all...
Who's coming up the hole? I forgot. I can't get down.
They ought to use the stairs, I think.
The stairs?
That's our how-to do it feature for today.
This is the Bob and Ray Show, so stand by.
To be strong in the air, we need men who do their share in the Air Force Reserve.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, to Indianapolis, scene of the great, of course, Memorial Day race out
there.
Boy,
that's a week away, isn't it, huh?
That's right.
Tomorrow.
That's right, it is. And Wally Ballou is out there for the big test runs. So, and he's live today, we might point out. We flew him out to Indianapolis early this morning. So, would you come in, please, Wally Ballou in Indianapolis.
Hello, everybody. Wally Ballou speaking. Where the time trials for the great 500-mile speed classic to be run amidst a scene of panoramic splendor here in Indianapolis is less than a week away. We're watching some of the cars as they qualify for time. We're going to talk to some of the drivers, and we're going to give you all of the color and the excitement attendant to this event, which will be coming your way in another week. Here's one of the gentlemen who works in the pits here. I think you do. Is that your job, sir?
That's right. I'm a mechanic on the car just going by there now. The green and white one.
Uh-huh. How do you think he's going to make out in the big race?
Well, we all hope he'll win, of course. He's driving a new type engine that features an internal combustion engine that's got spark plugs on it.
Souped up?
What?
I said souped up.
Well, all these automobile engines have been adjusted for maximum speed and performance.
Uh-huh. Well, now, just one or two other questions.
What's that? What the deuce is that?
Well, I didn't notice anything, sir.
Thought I saw a horse go by. He went through in pretty good time there.
Well, they're not allowed in this race, are they?
Not to my knowledge, no.
I was going to ask
I guess I'm wrong on Ezra cars.
If you got any predictions of cars to look forward to in this race this year.
Well, as you know, this is a 500-mile race. And,
Miles. How many laps is that? Have you got any idea?
Did you see a horse go by then?
That time I thought I did, yes.
That's a horse.
That's strange. He's overtaken that black car.
Yeah, they're holding up the black checkered flag for the horse. He must be two laps ahead of them automobiles.
Looks like he is.
It's a very interesting switch.
Strange sight. Maybe the rules have been changed or something. There he comes.
How you doing?
What's that? Oh, he's got...
What'd he yell?
Something about how you doing. I didn't recognize him, did you?
This is the first time. I'm going to have to go back and check, because I don't think the horse is...
Find out if you can, and while you do that, I want to switch down to another vantage point, and Artie Skirmahorn, my broadcasting compatriot, well, they have something of the color at the other end of the track. Artie, can you hear me?
Mahorn here at the other end of the track. Thank you, Wally. I heard you fine. Very interesting interview, and my congratulations and best wishes to the gentleman you were talking to from the pit. Your reference to a horse, obviously, is untrue. I don't know if you're familiar enough with the regulations, Baloo, but this thing is designed for automobile race cars.
Get him up, Skunk!
I return you to Bob and Ray in New York.
Something is definitely amiss out there. That's not what we had planned. I don't know if he's in the right place or not.
Combination of both, maybe. Now then, we have a musical selection right here that we think you'll enjoy.
I've grown accustomed to your face. You almost make the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune you whistle night and noon. Your smiles, your frowns, your ups, your downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to your looks, accustomed to your voice, accustomed to your face. Second nature to me now, like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to your looks, accustomed to your voice, accustomed to
small kids, mid yelling for Easter bunnies, they was flipping their lids. I asked the man for rabbits, whose sex was the same. He says these two are brothers, Homer and Jethro is their names. I took those bunnies home, and then on Easter morn, discovered that a bunch of baby rabbits had been born. The kids changed Homer's name right away. His name is Gladys, and now he's a wife and mother. His name is Gladys, and now. From Gladys unto Jethro, one thing I've learned. Long engagements is frowned on where rabbits is concerned. Love unto marriage was for Gladys, unto Jethro fell the same.
Lovely Mary Magoon is with us today.
How do you do, dear radio friend?
Mary, we've had a lot of letters from people saying, where have you been? What have you been doing? Are you still concerned with the Bob and Ray team? And I think to answer all of those was the main reason we asked you to come.
Well, I'm concerned with the Bob and Ray team to this extent that I wish them well. But I think that my active days of microphoning is practically at an end because I have become engaged in a very interesting and lucrative sideline that has dwarfed, actually, my radio and
scared
television
performance. Scared me there a minute when you said you'd become engaged. No romance in your life.
Oh, no, I don't mean that.
No. Well, what is the sideline that you have become interested in?
I've gone into the barrow manufacturing business.
Oh, well, that's a good field to be in, I suppose.
And I make barrels exclusively for button manufacturers who ship buttons and barrels.
Do they ship buttons by the barrel, fool?
Well, they haven't been up to now, but it's up to my salesman to more or less educate the button industry.
Well,
I think you're not married.
I think that would be quite
a sales
job.
Why don't you mind
job.
Your own business, Webley, dear?
That's pretty good.
Well, that's nuts to do that.
Well, don't say that. Maybe she knows what she's doing.
Well, I hope so, and I'll report later.
This is the Bob and Ray Show, so stand by.
Are you ready, cats? Ein, zwei, blue. Oh, heaven, go. Rock, Heinrich, rock. Roll, Wolfgang, roll. Swing, Reinhard, swing. Live, Ludwig, live. Blow, Rudolf, blow. Go, gentlemen, go, go, go. Mit rocks around the clock. Oh, it sounds so neat when the Scottish beat of up the chassis rock. But then you've got to blow the best you can. Oh, that crazy man. Forgive us, Johann Strauss.
Thank you.
place, huh?
Well, I hope you heard that. There's more of the Bob and Ray Show for a good part of this land today. And we'll check on the mule team in the second part, huh?
Yeah, to some of you, it's totally new for now. But I wish you'd make a note of this. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
This is the Bob and Ray Show, and we're sitting here chatting with Ray Goulding, who is of the Bob and Ray Show. How'd you get into this business, Ray? You're Ray, aren't you?
That's right.
Taller one.
I broke into radio and...
Get a little closer to the microphone. Speak up a little bit.
Right. I broke into radio in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
And started as a...
I think you're a little too close now, getting a signal there.
How's this? Is better?
Now, if you could speak up just a little bit, I think that's just about the right distance for
you. Well, wait a minute. I do know my way around the microphone. I just explained to you that I started in 1939.
That's some 17 years ago. And some 17 years it's been.
That's right.
Tell me, when do you find time to rehearse all of this stuff that I hear you fellas do on the air?
Well, being very earnest... And bordering practically on the perfectionist, which I would hate to tag the Bob and Ray team as being, but they have such a deeply meant feeling about perfection.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard that. I've read that.
It's necessary for me to rehearse generally until maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then snap up 2 or 3 hours sleep, and then I'm up and at it again at 5.
Well, I know. I've heard that you fellas have a... real early morning show. Tell me, do you like radio better than TV?
Well,
I suppose TV's a lot harder, isn't it?
Well, I could put it this way. To me, radio still has dimensions that television cannot focus on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is the dimension of imagination. I like to point out also whenever I'm asked
Hello.
That question... You, Bob?
Oh, I know Bob. It, lady. Yes.
Whenever I'm asked that question, I like to point
terribly
out...
Oh, so, yes.
One very interesting example happened to me scarcely 11 or 12 months ago.
I agree with you perfectly, man.
I was over at one of the competitive networks.
No, he's
and,
perfectly serious
I was
about
standing
it.
In the lobby talking with a gentleman. He came up to me, he said, Ray, that I would like to...
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear mother, mother, mother nature murmuring low. Let yourself go so sweet chickadee, when I kiss you just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's deductible, it's dilemma, it's delimit, it's deluxe, it's delovely. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's deductible, it's dilemma, it's delimit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
Is your back lame? Are your muscles sore from unaccustomed exercise? Get quick, blessed, lasting relief with Myopone, the scientifically compounded vitamin E ointment. clinically tested and proven successful by the sale of approximately 500,000 jars. Listen to Roy Campanella, quote, "I apply Myapone to my throwing arm and my knees. It keeps these muscles free from pain and strain," unquote. Apply Myapone over sore areas gently. Feel the vitamin E penetrate to nourish bruised, tired, injured muscle tissue. Bring you real relief from the pain of aching back, swollen joints, stiff neck, and other pains caused by overexertion or exposure to colds and drafts. So buy Myapone today. Money back guarantee. If not available at your druggist, you can write to Drug Products Company, Brooklyn 27, New York, for your Myapone. And now some big news. Send a carton from Myapone with 10 cents to Drug Products Company, Brooklyn 27, New York, and we'll send you a tube of our Aslam for burns, skin irritations, and sunburn, value 69 cents. And there you are. That's Myapone. We don't have any guests dropping by to say anything more about him, do we?
No, we don't today. I was just checking the line here. The mule team wasn't called in earlier, and we're due to call them in and see where they are today on their goodwill trip across the country. So, Master Control, if you're ready down there, let's see where the mule team is.
Bob and Ray at Chief Gang. Bob and Ray at Chief Gang. Bob and Ray at Flickering.
Well, they're still...
Can't make out what they're saying. They're just yelling and encouraging their mules as they go along. Bless their hearts. And a wonderful, happy team it is. And the morale, I'm very pleased to report, is at a very, very high point.
We had a picture of the mule team as it passed through Joplin, Missouri, a few weeks back, and they certainly looked good. The mules looked healthy, the drivers happy, and we're glad that they're spreading goodwill, as that was their aim when they started out.
Radiograph has just written out the location of the mule team, and it's a pleasure to announce that today your mule team is in Owensboro, Kentucky. And we know all the gang at WOMI in Owensboro will give them a great Kentucky welcome.
If you see them go by your house, a cup of hot cocoa, maybe even lemonade now that the weather's a little bit warmer, some straw for the mules and donuts for the drivers will certainly help them on their way.
And now here's Bob Elliott for AquaVelva.
Thank you, Ray Goulding. AquaVelva, as you know, is the world's most widely used aftershave lotion. We don't have to tell you that. We've told you, and probably most of you men use it who are listening now. It is the aftershave lotion that puts gals of all ages in a hugging mood.
Look what I did.
You completely shattered that pistachio. AquaVelva smells so good, and it feels so good, too. It's a wonderful way to start the day, or a wonderful top off any time you shave. In the morning, it really takes the sleep out of your face. It gives you a bright, fresh, cheerful outlook. So if you are one of the few who haven't tried AquaVelva, what's that?
Send over the interview.
Well, okay. For
what? AquaVelva.
Oh, all right. Well, come on. We're almost through it here.
See, I never shave. I have a big beard, but I put AquaVelva on it.
Oh, I see. Well, you weren't sent over by the...
Every day when I don't shave, first thing in the morning, right after I don't shave, I splash it all around my beard.
Uh-huh.
It gives me a very cool, refreshing feeling as I go off to work.
Mm-hmm. Good use for it. Good.
Well, you're supposed to interview me.
Well, the commercial is just about over. I've talked about how it's...
That's right. You see, it's 1 minute.
The best top off to a shave and so forth. That it puts them in a hugging mood.
Okay.
Thanks anyway.
Hey. That young squirt of works boy just took off the
point
of my beard.
I noticed that. You shouldn't have done that, Wilbur.
Well, I'm going to sue you guys for everything you got.
Next... The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely. Now, for the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by O. Leo Leahy, starring Marsha Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David, with Hugo L. Summerstopper as Uncle Eugene, and Weberly L. Webster as Ricky L. Llewellyn. Yesterday, as we left our friends on the deserted island, inhabited only by a group of natives, the leader of the group was coming towards them. As they cowed in the helicopter, we join them now and hear Ricky Llewellyn say,
"Here comes the leader of the group."
"I'm going to cow over here in the corner." "Yes, and I'll cower right here."
"Come right in, sir."
"Let's not frighten them. Let them make the first move." "Quiet, Lord Westmere."
"Me, leader of group."
"Oh, you speak English, sir."
"Me speak English. Can answer questions you may ask."
"Well, we're Americans from River's Mouth, USA."
"Oh."
"And we were forced down here on this island."
"That too bad. That too bad."
"Yes, yes it is. We thought..."
Tell them we haven't eaten or anything like that."
"What's that, Linda?"
"I say, tell them that we haven't eaten. And so far."
"We haven't eaten."
"Oh, that too bad."
"Yes, we're quite hungry, as a matter of fact. A man passed us in a rowboat only last week, and he had hams and fried chicken, and he had a roast beef, and he had cold hot dogs, and all manner of food like that." "Yes.
He made a very good meal."
"He went right by us." What did you say?"
"He made a very good meal."
"You mean..." I don't like to even think about it."
"Niels."
"Mean that he prepared a very nice meal for us."
"Oh, well, that's better. He's here, then."
"He has gone now."
"Oh?"
"He not here now."
"But you see, we thought if we could..."
"He was here. He brought much provision in boat."
"Yes, we
him
saw it."
"Him lost at sea. Him come here."
"Hey, aren't those poison darts that your tribe is firing?"
"Oh, yes, sir. Who did that?"
"He's issuing some kind of a..."
"He was fire call."
"What did you say, Chief?"
"Me tell him, cut out the baloney."
"Are you referring to the arrows with the innie on them?"
"Telling my friend to cut out shooting arrow."
"Could we just have a ewer of water?"
"What's that, Uncle Eugene?"
"I said, couldn't we just have a ewer of water?"
"A ewer of water."
E-W-E-R, ewer.
"We'll go get water."
"Hey!
Un padre! Un padre! Un padre!
That arrow lodged itself in the seat of the helicopter."
"Un padre, well."
"What you say?"
"I just told them head will roll for that."
So our friends begin to learn the type of people they are associating with on this island. Are they in danger? Listen tomorrow when we'll hear Linda say,
"Look, they're having a head rolling contest on the hill."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode in the life and loves of Linda Lovely, Word Carr speaking. This is the Bob and Ray Show, so stand by.